Snow wimps. What do these five objects have in common? They can all be used to remove ice from a car. The red object on the right is made for that purpose, and it works well. Unfortunately, you can't use it to remove the half-inch layer of ice encasing your car if it's inside the car. I have learned from experience that a dustpan works well to scoop up snow, but it isn't sturdy enough to scrape off ice. For that job, a kitchen spatula is helpful. It doesn't work as well as an ice scraper naturally, so you must be patient. Last week I saw a man tapping on his icy car with a hammer. I can understand his impatience, but I don't recommend his method. Nor do I recommend the method of an acquaintance of mine. She poured hot water over her car to melt the ice so she could open the door, but it froze over again during the drive to work. When she arrived, she used her cell phone to call her coworkers, begging them to come out to the parking lot to release her from her car. We Southerners expect mild winters. We love to watch the beautiful snowfall, but we don't expect it to last long. We don't buy our cars, homes, or clothing with long, hard winters in mind. When a big storm comes along, we suddenly realize that we don't own a snow shovel or waterproof gloves, and we don't always remember to take the ice scraper out of the car. People from colder climates call us snow wimps. Wimp is slang for a weak and timid person. A snow wimp is frightened and overwhelmed by a snowstorm. Not all Southerners are snow wimps, but I am. I admit it. Come on, spring! Hurry up!